Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are live here on LA Talk Radio. We are cool. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Allen, you're live.
Yes.
Rumor that we've got calls already. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Caller. We want to talk to you, not your voicemail. So when you get a call from a weird number, it's probably us calling you back. Because you're in our queue. So the number is 323-203-0815. And that's the number to call to get in the hot seat with Dr. Allen, which is a ton of fun. So I'm sure our switchboard is getting us another caller right now. I want to remind everybody that the One Institute is a 501c3 non-for-profit educational corporation, and any tax donation, any donation you give to us is fully tax deductible. That keeps us on the air and keeps Dr. Allen operating. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much. I am a friend of Bill W. And
How long have you been a friend?
I've been a friend for probably all my life, but I've been in recovery for about 3 years now.
Very good.
So I have a lot of questions in regards to my upbringing and the way that my father raised me as a woman.
I am totally educated. I'm a certified transactional analyst. I am an addiction specialist in sex and alcohol. I am ready to answer your question. What is it?
Thank you. So I was raised by a left-handed father. And,
all right. Now, should I explain that now or just let the audience wonder what that means?
You can explain it. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell me the story?
Okay.
Or do you want
me to tell?
Ladies and gentlemen,
So my father is left-handed, so he has a heart and he has a brain. And because my mom was not available emotionally to raise me, she was depressed. I was raised by my father, who...
If he walked in the room, would he say, how did you do today? Or how did you feel about what you did?
See, that's a good question, because I have a feeling that my dad asked me both. It's difficult for
me
to.
He asked you both?
I can recall.
That's very wonderful. That's very androgynous. We women have female bodies, but we have masculine souls, the animus. There's a wonderful book by Carl Jung's wife, Emma. She wrote Anima, Animus, and it's about yin-yang. So you may have been raised to be androgynous, which is a gift.
Yeah, it is a gift, but I'm finding that I'm attracted to other left-handed men.
Do you respect them or do you cherish them?
I'm just attracting left-handed men to begin with, and I know why,
because left-handed, ambidextrous, and all women, right and left-handed, have a bigger corpus callosum between the right brain and the left brain. The left brain is predominantly interested in logic and data. The right brain is very interested in feeling. So when you are talking to a left-handed man, you're talking to someone whose mother raised him to be respected and cherished, like you were raised to be cherished and respected.
Right. So now that's my big problem now, because I used one of your tools.
Have you chosen whether you want to be cherished or respected by the man you plan to marry?
Yes, I chose to be cherished.
All right, then you have to speak respectfully to the man who's half female with you. You can't ask him what he feels. You ask him what he thinks, what he wants, what his opinion is, and what you can do to help you and he do better.
So I used one of your tools after.
We better tell the audience, read the book, Getting to I Do. I wrote it in 1994, and it's still in the stores. So if you want to understand my doctoral work, which is androgynous semantics and tactical realignment, I manipulate words. I'm a transactional analyst. So now going on to my androgynous person,
you
have the ability, you're both male. We're all both male and female, all of us. Femaleness is yin energy, which is feminine, and yang energy is masculine. Men have masculine bodies, but they have tremendously sensitive souls. The anima. So if you want to be, if you want to be respected, then you always ask him what he feels about what you think. But if you want to be cherished, you ask him what he thinks about what you feel and what he wants you to do. And do you see what I'm saying?
Right. So I said something to him that made him go emotional. And
okay, what did you say? And we'll analyze it.
Okay, so I need to give you a story. So the man wants to become physically intimate with me, and of course I told him, you know, that.
Are you speaking of intercourse or hugs and kisses?
A little bit more than that. I'm actually, I'm a rape victim, so I don't really allow anybody to actually do anything really intimate to me until I can have an understanding of where they're going in the relationship.
What you're saying is you've got to negotiate boundaries.
Right. Exactly.
And that's
so I negotiate
in my book, Getting to I Do. Chapter 14.
So I tried to negotiate a boundary based on, you know, what he wanted. And I said, well, I wouldn't feel comfortable unless.
Wait a minute. Did you happen to say, thank you for being attracted to me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I have always done that.
But. Good. Yeah, but you didn't say it when you talked to me, and I wanted to make sure that you did.
Right. So
the best way to teach a man about your feelings is to tell him that you appreciate that he has a right to have feelings about yours and to think and want, but if you're not comfortable, you can't do it.
Right.
Women have to feel good to do good. Mm-hmm. Men have to do good to feel good if they want to be respected.
Mm-hmm. So So I told him that if he wanted what he wanted, I told him that he would have to be the only one. I would have to be the only one that he would be doing that with. And so he told me that he's not seeing or dating anyone. And I questioned that, you know, I said, no one. And he's like, not now. And I said, why not? And then, you know, he asked me, are you? And I said, yes, I'm dating other men, but no other man has kissed or touched me the way you have. And so, he, you know, he thought he was getting something for free at that point in time. And I asked him a question, do you want me all for yourself? And he said it wouldn't be fair to have me all for himself. So he asked me how I felt, if I felt that same way. And I told him I felt confused. Is that a possibility to feel confused?
Well, no, confusion is brain talk.
Right, exactly. See,
And so what I'm saying, my way of teaching it is, I really appreciate that you're attracted to me sexually, but I've made a commitment to myself not to have intercourse, use the word, because making out, and you know, is not intercourse. Intercourse is oral, anal, and vaginal penetration of a penis in a body voluntarily by two human beings that have agreed to be monogamous and socially monogamous, sexually and socially, who've agreed that they basically want to be in a relationship in which they're monogamous, continuous. You know that you're going to see him. He's not going to move to Africa overnight, not come back for 4 years. You want to know when you're going to talk to him or see him. And last but not least, his goal for the relationship, is it a one-night stand? Is it a shipboard romance? Or is it going towards legal marriage or mating without legal marriage? There are people who don't want to get legally married, but they want to be permanently engaged, so to speak. So your way of talking is one of three things that is not as clear as I want. It's a little evasive.
So I did tell him that I'm not comfortable with something casual, and he understands that.
But wait a minute. You did not describe, see, you were raped when you were young. Is that what you told me?
No, I was raped about 3 years ago.
Well, you were younger. Okay. And you don't use the words like intercourse, because I'm sure that it triggers you in a PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Have you done any therapy on your molestation?
No. No, I've just been programmed.
It's showing up in our conversation. So would you mind doing your statement? He's asked you, I want you to come over and go to bed and sleep with me and have and make love. What do you say to him to that?
I don't feel comfortable unless we're in a...
No, you didn't hear what I said before.
Okay.
Thank you for being sexually attracted to me.
Right.
But see, that doesn't sound right to you, because sexually attracted also includes rape. So I want you to understand that you're speaking more from your left lobe masculine than your right lobe feminine.
Right.
So would you just track me while I say it for this practice? Mm-hmm. Thank you for being sexually attracted to me.
Thank you for being sexually attracted to me.
But I've made myself a promise to not have intercourse, penile insertion in my mouth, anus, or vagina, unless I'm basically in a committed marriage-bound relationship with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that now that you've heard me say it?
Thank you for being sexually attracted to me, but I've made myself a promise. I made myself a commitment. I've made a commitment to myself not to have intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, unless I'm your girlfriend.
That's too evasive. Unless we're sexually and socially monogamous, unless we're continuously dating and talking, and unless we're aiming towards legal marriage.
Okay.
Would you please say that?
Okay. So unless we're monogamous, sexually and socially monogamous, we can see each other regularly, and we have long-term compatible goals.
Long-term compatible goals sounds like mating. That's not marriage.
Right. Well, I'm actually not divorced yet. So.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, right.
Why are you getting divorced?
Oh, that's a really good question. My ex-husband started to become physically abusive with my children.
Okay.
He wouldn't.
I got it.
He wouldn't touch me, but he became physically abusive with my children.
Are they your children with him?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So have you informed the child welfare department when you came to forming visitation rights?
Yes. Everything has been dealt with with DCFS in court. And now I'm
happy.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But you were evasive on the contract. Mm-hmm. Would you please take the contract again?
Okay. Thank you for being sexually attracted to me, but I've made a promise to myself to not have intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal unless we are monogamous, socially and sexually. We can see each other regularly, and we are aiming towards mating or marriage.
Good. How do you feel about that whole statement?
It's scary because of the fact that I got a response from him back from me, from my response, because
what did he say?
He told me that he was confused about what I told him, because I used one of your tools about how I said I don't feel comfortable with the way I disrespected you last night. I didn't get permission to question you. And I apologize if I complicated things between us.
But I want you to understand, I have just taken time to train you on how to do something that you were traumatized in as a rape. This right. is heavy duty. So mm-hmm. I don't blame him for being confused, because you were a little evasive, secretive, and abrupt. That's why we
right.
practiced. Are you willing, based on this phone call, to use these respectful but firm tools to block and set boundaries around your sexuality?
Yes.
And do you understand that if you ever get a chance EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization, might be a good detraumatizing therapy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get the numbers, there is an Austin, Texas number, which I'll get for you if you want it, that they will give you the names of people in your area that will do this detraumatizing work. Do you want the number?
Yeah, absolutely. I would
one
love
moment.
The number.
I'm here. I had to dig in the shelf. Here is the number. It's EMDR, International Associations. It's their main headquarters. And there's a toll-free number if you want that, or do you want a regular telephone number?
Oh, that's fine. Uh-huh. Yes. Please.
Which one?
Toll-free is fine. Thank you.
Okay. It's, I've got to get my microscope now. Here we go. It is 866-451-5200.
Okay.
EMDR International, and it's for this kind of problem. And I want to recommend a wonderful book by the creator, Francine Shapiro, and it's called Getting Past Your Past. And I definitely want you to add that to your program if you're not doing it now. And you said you weren't, so I feel honor bound to recommend. What city are you in?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay. Therefore, they'll give you a name or two or whatever of some people in Los Angeles. And God willing, it will desensitize some of your trauma because it's showing up in your negotiation. You're negotiating more like from the left lobe than the right lobe.
Right. So
okay.
In regards to contact with this person.
Wait, you're going on to another question now, and I want to go to another client.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Call me back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. All right. It looks like I've lost Dr. Allen as well. So we're going to get Dr. Allen back and we're going to get another caller on the line. Hello, Dr. Allen. You're back.
This Hello. Is Dr. Pat Allen. Please leave a message.
She's having some phone troubles, but we'll get her back. And we'll get another caller on the line. What I was saying earlier was, the Want Institute is a 501c.
Hello, we lost each other.
We did. Welcome back. We're going to get another caller on the line. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I knew that. You're born ready. So let's see what we've got shaking in our switchboard. That was a pretty intense call, Dr. Allen.
What kind of call? I didn't hear the adjective.
Oh, very intense, our last caller. Hello, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Hi, Dr. Allen. How are you?
It's Brian. It's Brian.
Oh, my goodness. Such excitement. I'm very honored.
Okay. So you get one question because we want to deal with as many people as we can.
Okay. So my question is, I have a woman, she is probably my number three. There is definitely,
okay.
there's definitely attraction on my side. I think there's a difference between attraction and
that's one is left lobe and one is right lobe. I know that. Now,
but
how many dates have you had with her?
Three. But can't you be attracted to somebody and the other person isn't attracted to you? Then that's not, I could feel chemistry, but if the other person isn't feeling chemistry, what do you call that?
You call that a defloration technique improvement. Until she says, I don't want to date you, she hasn't done what I teach women to do.
Oh, well, I think that's certainly the case with her. So my question is, she texted me when I asked her to feel things out more, that she said that she had mixed vibes and that she would be willing to talk about it on the phone, and that she didn't quite have the words for it yet. So my idea was to reach out to her today, hopefully in Pat Allen form, and say, I heard what you said the other day, and would you be comfortable talking about it, preferably now, so we can figure out what's going on here.
Good.
On
so what
side.
Did she say, or did you do it?
I haven't done it yet. I wanted to run it by you and see what you thought about the situation first.
I think the woman is very upfront, and she said she's feeling some push-pull, like, don't like, whatever, confusion. And so, but she wants to talk about it. I think that's wonderful. You know, beware of your thoughts. They become words. Beware of your words. They become habits. Beware of your habits. It becomes your character. Beware of your character. It becomes your destiny at the bank, doctor's office, and in every loving relationship. So I really like what she said to you. She just didn't drop you. She said, I have some push-pulls about us. And she did it at the right time, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she may have read my book, Getting to I Do. So,
well,
maybe.
She's definitely masculine, and I'm still figuring out how much I like her, even though I'm attracted, and we do have some compatibility things together.
Do you want her to respect you first, cherish you second? Or cherish you first and respect you second?
No, I definitely want the respect. And she's my number three, and I think she's responding because I did meet her on the, the website I told you about, and she has seen that I've been back there, and I think she's been back there a couple of times, too.
I understand that, but she said, I have some reticence about our relationship. Are you willing to talk to me about it to see if we can clean it up? I love it.
Yes. Well, she's in a communicating profession too, so that's good. She said she didn't have the words for it, but now that it's been like 4 or 5 days, I think we can address it, and I have a better idea of what I could say. Plus, she is my number three. There are two that I like better than her. And,
I know that, but there's lessons to be learned with a woman that can communicate. And don't forget, you don't ask her, what can I do to help us do better? You ask her, what can I do to help us feel better together?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. And I think this communications or negotiation exercise will tell me, hey, is this somebody I want to work with? Continue on with, because there probably is at least one yellow flag. This is a good time to call it quits. So I think it'll be good information for both of us.
It would be just great to have a conversation where you're a cherishing gentleman, because she's already made an appointment with you to discuss some feelings she has. And that's very feminine. So she may be only a friend for you, but the lesson she's teaching you right now is women that are willing to bring up their feelings are women that are respecting you men and want you to cherish their feelings enough to listen and explain what's going on for you.
Oh, okay. So even though she wasn't ready to talk about it in that moment, she's still making an appointment, even if she wants to talk about it somewhere down the line, which could be today. And even though I'm the one bringing it to her, hey, let's talk about this.
What you're saying to her is, you mentioned you had some feelings that you wanted to discuss with me about us. I'm ready now. Are you?
Yeah, or maybe even in another way to say, are you comfortable talking about them?
That's totally
soon,
wonderful.
Preferably today. Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
Perfect.
Good. I wanted to check that out. Okay. Well, hey, I know you must have a lot of callers. Grateful to have the chance to ask one question, and look forward to talking to you again.
I would love to talk to you. I would love to talk to you next week about what you found out this week. In other words, we get into it, and then I use up time that I really want to share with you plus other people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I understand that there are a number of callers, and you can get to them. And really, that was the only question I have for this week.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Appreciate you, and I'll certainly call back, maybe talking about the other ones or her.
Very good, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay. So we've got some more calls coming in, Dr. Allen, and our wonderful Ronan at the switchboard is going to get them for us. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Allen.
Thank you for calling. Without the calls, we don't have a show.
Well, it's a great show, so I'll keep calling. I have not spoken to you in quite some time. And I haven't really dated in quite some time, but I am
for
a
what
woman.
Reason? For what reason?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I can't figure it out. I think it was I had a job. I worked a really intense job, which I have since left, and I slowly transitioned out of it. But I've been at this new job for 6 months, where I should have had more time to date, but I still haven't really dated. I think I have an aversion to online dating and meeting strangers.
That may be true. Do you want to get a marriage person to help you get married? They have marriage brokers. What do they call those people that set you up? Matchmakers. Good girl.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I think so. I'm a successful professional. I think I'm attractive. I'm 36, but I'm really fit. I practice yoga. I'm healthy. I've got good hair. And so I'm attractive.
But where do you flirt?
I don't flirt yourself. I don't flirt anywhere. And I don't even hold eye contact.
Do you understand that for mammals, you've got to present yourself to a man with at least your eyes and smile? Look, a drunk will walk, "Hi, my name is," they'll do just about anything because they're drunk. But a gentleman is looking for a signal from your eyes that you are receiving callers or at least smiles.
I'm aware of that.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
What is it you don't want to date? You don't want to?
No, I want to. I think I'm afraid. So even at the grocery store, when someone is checking me out and I make eye contact, I avert it really quickly.
Okay, and so you are basically a date narcissist, not narcissist, but mm-hmm. you don't want to flirt and date. What happened? And have you had some kind of bad thing happen?
Oh, I had a few bad things happen. I had a long-term relationship where after 13 years, I found out secrets about him that I had no idea, and it ended. And then one of my first relationships, or one of the first men I dated casually afterwards, pretty much raped me. And
this is a terrible night of rape. Did you hear me talking to the other lady?
I did. I should
have you done any work on your trauma?
I talked to my therapist about it, but not.
Is your therapist an EMDR trained therapist?
No.
I'm a cognitive behavioral transactional analyst. I don't do EMDR. It's more mm-hmm. right lobe than I do. I'm more of a cognitive behavioral left lobe therapist. Every therapist has their style. But you're the second girl in a row that's been raped.
Yeah, no fun.
Are you willing to go to somebody that you can get their name from the International Association in Austin, Texas? And what city are you in?
I'm in San Francisco.
Okay. Would you like the number of the that's eye movement rapid desensitization? And the book that Francine Shapiro wrote is Getting Past Your Past.
Got it.
That's good for you. Yeah, that book is just for you and the other lady. I don't think I told her the name of the book, so I'm telling her now. Getting Past Your Past by Francine Shapiro is for people, especially women, that have been raped or traumatized or beaten or something. Because that's a trauma, and it records on your nervous system and triggers your behavior, and it's doing it to you. I taught her how to speak a little cleaner, but with you, I'm going to say, I want you to learn how to flirt this week, at least one day, with at least three men that you find attractive.
Okay.
Now.
And that's as simple as holding eye contact?
It's looking in the eyes and smiling. That's it. It's short. You don't speak, though, because speaking is left lobe and smiling and looking is right lobe. Do you want to be cherished or respected by a man?
Cherished.
Okay, because there are women that are very masculine and want a man that is more like a wife than a husband. I have no problem with that.
I'm recovering from that. I'm a recovering
man. You know why? That's because you have a basic fear of men based on your trauma.
That's true.
Are you willing
to do something?
And I grew
up without a dad.
What?
I grew up without a dad also, so I don't have any healthy male role models.
Okay. Well, that's a great book. Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard is about being raised by a non-existent dad or a dad that wanted a boy, not a girl. Do you see? Mm. Or drunk dad. Mm-hmm. Or a molesting dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving you the whole package because I don't hear, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay. Did you want to get married again?
Well, yes, I was only engaged the first time. I do want to get married. I want to have children.
Okay. So would you be so kind as to investigate? I'm not telling you to leave your therapist. I'm asking you if you would be evaluated by an EMDR-trained therapist in your city that will back me up. I can't do it,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you that you sound like you need it.
Mm-hmm. I will do it. You're right.
Because you are scared to present yourself to men, and a good man needs to be signaled. He won't come up and molest you.
Mm-hmm.
He will ask you to go out, but he will look for eye contact, because eyes tell the story, and smiling. And he will talk to you and ask you to coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
I do see what you mean.
And if you don't want to go out, there are Zoom dating. Do you want a Zoom dating service?
Yeah, I heard you speak about that on a different episode. Fun something.
Or do you want to just present and smile as you go to the pharmacy or the grocery store?
Well, I feel like I should do both.
Both? You don't need to. What would you be most comfortable?
Well, I think I would benefit from in-person holding eye contact and smiling and flirting in person.
Okay. And we're getting to the place with your mask on, because even with your mask on, your eyes will crinkle a smile. But men have to be flagged. It's called presenting yourself. Animals do it, and we do it because we are part animal. Okay?
I will practice flagging. Well, so I had a specific question that I was calling about.
What's your question?
So a friend introduced me or gave my contact information to a friend of hers who recently moved to the Bay Area.
A man
my age, successful but relatively new in his career. He had my number for about a month and then finally reached out to me.
That's wonderful. He had 2 months for me.
Okay. Well, he reached out within a month.
Men have 8 weeks to reach out. They think, they feel, they go back and forth until they finally decide.
Okay.
That's so normal. Have you read Getting to I Do?
I have it. Yeah, several times. And I keep rereading it I keep forgetting.
Okay. Well, I just reminded you of 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, I do remember 8 weeks, and that is a rule I practice, and I think the 8-week rule applies here as well to my question, but I wanted to confirm with you. So he finally reached out. We set a date. We met on this date last Friday, so a week ago. It went well for the most part. I mean, it went well. It went great. He dropped me off at home. He hugged me goodbye, and I have not heard from him since. Okay.
From that time.
So, am I not allowed to reach out?
You're not allowed to reach out. No.
Okay. I didn't think so. My friends are telling me that he doesn't know these rules and that I might not have signaled interest to him.
He knows the rules that he wants to have another date. That's all we're
checking.
What if
I didn't flirt? What if I didn't flirt appropriately, or what if I didn't signal?
Wait a minute. You said you had a good date.
I thought it was good. I was friendly.
You felt good about it. What?
I was friendly. I thought I flirted. I just never communicated. I wanted more. Okay.
In my book, it says, don't ask for more, better, different love, affection, time, or sex. Because mm-hmm. when you do, you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be a man?
No.
Then I want you to be a woman and give every man 8 weeks to miss you.
Okay. I could do that.
Because the ones that want you to mother them are not men. They're women in men's bodies. See, you're asking me for permission to be a man in a woman's body, and I didn't give it to you.
I appreciate you not giving it to me. Thank you.
No, I probably somehow picked up that you want to be cherished since you weren't cherished.
I do want to be cherished.
All right. I'm telling you, be passive. Don't chase him. Patient. He's got 8 solid weeks. Passive patience and vulnerable to his leadership.
Got it.
Mothering is masculine. The only man that wants mothering is a girl.
True.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Let's see what you're going to do and call us back.
I'll call you back. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have some pretty intense calls tonight, Dr. Allen. I think we've got some more lined up.
Yes.
Yeah. And Ronan at the switchboard, all looks awesome. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Got a question?
I sure do. Thank you very much, Dr. Allen, for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, a man was dating me for the last 8 months.
Wow, committed?
Well, he gave me a promise ring after 3 months, thereabouts. However, that was also...
Had you started having intercourse with him?
Yes, after the promise ring.
Okay, because you were already practicing my stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing your stuff I've known of your book for way over 10 years, but really I've been actively doing your stuff for the past 2 years.
Has it worked for you at all?
Yes. Of course. No, I'm all in. It's brought a lot of improvements to my life.
Are you trying to get married or mated?
I'm trying to get married.
Have you ever been married?
I've never been married. I'm 46.
Okay.
Never
what happened in the relationships that didn't allow marriage?
Ooh, that's a big, first of all, I wasn't doing your stuff for years.
Oh, I see.
I was definitely in yang energy for years.
Okay,
but
I actually did get
a proposal. I got about 3 proposals, but they were always as the relationship was breaking apart. And one I was too young for. It was right out of college. Another one.
How did I got it? Okay.
Another one was right out of law school. And it was after the relationship had already broken apart and he came back a little while later.
Okay. All right.
And
I
was just
they were incompatible relationships.
Yes. They were incompatible relationships. And I wasn't in the right energy. I mean, I firmly believe that
I understand
that
you were building your career is what I hear.
Exactly. Yep, that's completely
true. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and much like one of the earlier callers, I lost my father young, so I had a single mother who definitely taught me that I needed to, get educated, get a career.
Yes.
get everything before I considered marriage, and that's exactly what I've done.
You know what? But now you're ready. Now you're ready to present yourself flirting. Are you looking in the eyes and smiling?
Yes, I am. Good. I'm also, well, I haven't said what I called to say, which is that.
Okay, what are you calling for?
Oh, a week ago, he essentially broke it off. He had given me a ring 5 months ago, a promised ring, but he gave me the ring, and this is what kind of is the kicker. He gave me the ring right before he had to move out of state to go live in a different state.
I got it. Did you tell him you wouldn't move with him if you were engaged?
He never asked me to. He never asked me to move.
I got it.
It seemed like
it
was complicated.
You want to write him a hi-bye letter?
Well, he broke it off last week. He told me that, what did he say? He said that he did not force... Even though when he gave me the promise ring, he had kind of made it sound like we would go back and forth visiting each other. But last week, he told me that he did not anticipate visiting my state for the rest of the year. Actually, no, he found that for a variety of reasons. He gave me a bunch of reasons. His daughter, his mother, blah, blah, blah.
I understand that, dear.
For a variety of reasons, he said he could not come visit me in my state for the rest of the year. So it was a very diplomatic way of him to essentially break it up.
I want you to hear that I believe he was trying to negotiate both sides, yours and his, when he should have done it with you. But are you chemically attracted to him?
Of course.
Of course. Is he chemically attracted to you?
I would hope so, if he gave me a promise
ring. But did he give you intercourse? Did he make love to you?
Yes, we made love, but it was after. Yes, yeah, we made love. Yeah, for sure.
Then
we made love, and we had sex.
For what reason are you not willing to build the bridge back to him with your opinion of the breakup?
Well, first of all, we're not. I've started writing the hi-bye letter, if that's what you're asking. I've started writing it, and I'm open to sending it in 8 weeks.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, but something tells me...
But I also give you permission.
Uh-huh.
I have no problem with you sending him a letter that says how you would be willing to compromise with him, that you would visit him or you would move down there or something.
But Dr. Pat, I already visited 3 times.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I already visited 3 times. He really had done his best. He had maintained continuity, and we were doing weekly Zoom video dates. But I have to be honest and say that I felt that he was becoming short with me. I felt that he was distancing from me. His texts were becoming, his communications were like I called him babe a lot and he never called me babe back. Like I honestly, there was something I felt.
Do you want to find out if that's accurate?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Then would
sure.
you be willing this week
Mm-hmm.
to write him, do you know the 5 paragraphs, everything you like about him, the pain
sure.
of his leaving, what you want? I want us to continue. I don't want to not make an effort to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5th is thank you for reading this letter and hopefully giving me a response.
Now, you think I should do it before the 8 weeks?
I do think so. Do you know why?
Yeah, tell me.
I'll tell you why, because you're a lawyer now.
Yes. So is he, by the way.
Well, the problem with being a lawyer as a woman is you've already decided, no, he decided that you wouldn't agree to what you would do. I want you to consider a counteroffer with him to see if you could help and have a relationship of some kind at the distance. Do you see? I want to see his response to your bridge building.
But that's already what we'd been doing. So to be fair, what he did say was, he said, I can continue doing we were watching movies on Zoom every week. He said, I can continue doing the Zoom movies.
And that's after he ended it with you?
Yeah, that's actually how he ended it. The way he ended it was, he said, look, I can continue doing the Zoom movies. And then he gave me like 1,000 reasons, his daughter, his mother, but... And he said, I have no reason to come to New York until the end of the year. Sorry, I said where I am.
But the end of the year comes up. That is not a big enough reason to cancel the whole relationship.
You think? So then I should offer to go visit him, like, say, once a month or so? Once a month?
Yes,
okay. So you think I should offer to...
No, you split the bill. You being a convenient. You're willing to do that if he will pay for the transportation and then you pay. In other words, split the bill, convenient relationship.
Okay, and then I'd have to stay with him? I'd have to stay with him?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, I'm willing to offer, and so you think I shouldn't wait the 8 weeks? You think I should offer now?
Oh, I don't, because he wants you. It's just he doesn't have a good enough plan, and you haven't responded.
Well, but why couldn't he say? Why couldn't he say, can we...
I got news for you.
Yeah.
Because you're mothering him right now. He was doing his manly, I'll solve the problem. I want you to put your input, and your input is from now to the end of the year, when he can do more visiting or whatever he said he could do more of, you're offering once a month. This is April, May, June, July, August, September. So you pay for half the visits and he pays for half for weekend until the end of the year and see what happens then.
Okay. Something tells me he's going to say no. I really had the distinct feeling he was basically breaking up with me.
I want you to know your mail is showing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have to be honest and say I'm afraid of the rejection. I'm afraid of what I see. Yeah.
I'd rather you got rejected than you abandoned the deal because he offered you a deal.
No, he did not. He said, I cannot come see you. Okay.
Honey, he said, I cannot come to you till the end of the year or whatever he said.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
So I want you to build on that offer.
Okay. I mean, I have to be. I'm sorry? Yeah, no, I want to do it female. Okay. I have to say that my response to him was that it wasn't clear to me how we could continue doing continuity, monogamy, and longevity.
I've got news for you. I just told you that accept his offer to split the deal. He did offer it. You didn't pick it up. You're mad at him for having a problem. But that's what life is all about.
Okay.
So would you please counter offer with him?
Okay. All right. I will. So you think I should do it sooner rather than 8 weeks? You think I should do it now?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because he did not abandon you. He gave up on the relationship because he didn't think that he could negotiate with you. And I can see that your masculinity lawyer stuff with his femininity lawyer stuff, he was afraid of rejection, so he gave you an out. But I want you to give him an offer, not an out.
Okay, now how should I feel about, what do you think about the fact that He didn't make any attempts to touch me. When I invited him in, when he dropped me off, he turned me down.
You didn't write your hi-bye letter. You were mad at him for not offering the perfect letter, and he didn't have it. Please offer him a compromise letter. Will you do that?
So yes, I will do that. I'm happy to call you and read it to you first. So it should be in the hi-bye format and in one of the paragraphs I should offer that I'm available to come visit once a month.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I will try it.
But offer him split the bill. He pays for one of them and you pay back and forth.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good
well,
luck.
Thank you. This is so not what I expected you to say. I expected you to say wait 8 weeks and get ready to move
on. Yeah. Nobody can predict what I'm going to say.
That's so true.
Until after I've said it.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Yes.
I was going to go be a lawyer at Gonzaga, but I can't stand the amount of paperwork you people have.
I know. But you love depositions.
I know that. So please give it a go, because this has got some life in it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, Dr. Pat, let's do it your way. Let's see what happens, because I had kind of given up on it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carla. Dr. Allen, I kind of love that. As somebody who's worked with lawyers for 20 some odd years, your lawyer is showing was pretty awesome right there. I'm like, I just had an experience like that just the other day. Your lawyer is showing.
Hello?
Beautiful.
But she listened and she's going to do it.
I know, it's very exciting. Paula, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, are you there? I see you. Woohoo, caller. And the caller. Caller, are you there? Okay, it looks like we've lost our caller, so we're going to try to get them
back.
Yeah, we're going to get a new one on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I sure do. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. I called a few weeks ago, and you and I had a delightful conversation about alpha male and alpha females, and then it was at the end of the show and we had to say goodbye. So I was asked to call back again. So it took me a while, but here I am. I'm calling again.
Okay.
And the reason for the call was that as our conversation went on, because I'm familiar with your work, you kind of told me or fit in the pieces that I was missing in my understanding of the concept. And then you kept asking about me, and I could tell that the instinctive Dr. Allen wanted to know why I called. And because of anonymity, I didn't feel comfortable really saying it. So I wanted to have a private appointment with you. However, when I reached out to your lovely daughter, she said that you'd no longer take private appointments. And
that's right.
Yeah, and then I signed up. Yes, good for you. I'm very proud of you for that. And thank you for still being available to all of us.
Oh, I'm still available.
Right. But since you don't take private appointments, I requested to be in one of your ladies' group, and they seem to also be full. So I'm stuck with what am I supposed to do? You tell me. So I decided to just call and have you
just
guide
call
me where my next
anonymously
step.
Don't give names and numbers, and just let's do it. We have time. It's only 4 minutes after 5, and we are here till 6. So start. What oh, is goodness. Your issue?
Goodness. I'm not sure if I would feel comfortable bringing it up on the radio show. You have a lot of followers. I hope you know that. I mean, people
I already know that,
all over.
But we're not giving names. What we talked about last time, it sounds like, was you're a woman with a brain and a heart, which is an alpha.
Yes.
Betas are predominantly brain, a little heart, or predominantly heart with a little brain. Now, beta people, one is the heart and one is the brain, and they get along just fine. But alphas are like four people. Two men and two women are going to waltz. That's what being an alpha is. And if you want to read a really great ancient book, Alexander, it's Toward a Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow.
Yes. Yes, I'm familiar with his work.
So now the summary is, I'm an alpha. Are you an alpha? Brain and heart.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We confirmed that when I talked to you.
Is the man that you're referring to without name and number, is he an alpha?
No, I am married. I've been married for a long time.
Oh, I see. I see. You're married.
Right. Yes. And,
are you married to an alpha or a beta?
A beta.
Oh, you have a wife with a penis.
After talking with you, yes, it is. However, it's working quite nicely in a
no,
sense of the semantics.
No, wait a minute. I never said it wasn't. Do you know that 18% of marriages today, the man is the he takes care of the kids and predominantly supports his wife's career. Men are finding
out. That is not
our
setup. Right. But that's not our setup. We have a convenient marriage.
How have you got it set up?
We're both professionals and we have a convenient marriage.
Okay. Very good. But you're the most respectable. You're the most masculine between you.
It appears that way.
Does he like
that? Yes.
Does he like that?
He acquiesces.
You know what? Great use of my word. Acquiesce means he's doing something for the team, you and he, that he wouldn't do if he were single.
Yes, we both do now, that in different occasions.
I think I hear you doing wonderfully waltzing.
Yes, and we have, and we've been successful at it. However,
what's the problem?
The problem is that there is an alpha man that I am very much
interested in.
Yes.
Have you already consummated the relationship sexually?
No.
All right. So you are in an emotional relationship with a man that you will not have intercourse with unless you're divorced from your husband, wife, and he is engaged or married to you. Is that correct?
Yes. That's what would feel right to me.
That's right.
I
now,
am very conflicted.
Kids?
Yes.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Are they under 18?
One is grown. One is in college, almost finished, and the other is almost finished in high school, very very soon.
Okay, but the high school one would be scandalized if you left his father, even if his father is your wife, to be with another man.
And that's exactly why I'm conflicted. I
know that.
I've given my kids.
Why can't you give him the emotional closeness without the sexual closeness?
And that's what's been going on for the last 7 years.
Well, then why don't we finish it for the child's sake? Is he married?
Well, yes.
Well, then why don't both of you stay married to your current partners until, does he have any kids under 18?
No.
Okay, you have the one child that's under 18.
Correct.
Will he stay with you in an emotional relationship till that child is 18?
Well, we've never discussed it in that detail, but this has been going on for 7 years.
Well, would we assume that if you said, are you willing and what do you think, sir? Because he's alpha, what do you think about us continuing this virtuous relationship to not scandalize our kids or ourselves until we're free to do what we want without our partners?
I have a strong feeling that the answer would be yes. However, then
what's
the next
the problem? What?
Well, emotionally, we're very much connected. There is a lot of chemistry
and why
as
do
well.
You,
so we
why
have,
don't you?
But have you tried trying to stay virtuous for 7 years? That's not very easy.
I know that, but have you done it?
We have, but I keep thinking, how long am I going to keep myself in this purgatory?
How old is your child?
I told you, another year of high school.
That isn't age.
Oh, well, 17.
You have 1 year. When is his birthday, her birthday?
Well, he's going to be senior in upcoming
No, I don't want to hear about
school?
Senior. Oh. I want to know age.
Oh. He's going to be 18 in December.
This December?
Yes.
Could you please do what you're doing right now until December and that child is hopefully going to go off to school and you can have an affair with your lover?
Oh, so that's the next step? That's where I'm conflicted of what I mean, how long am I going to be able to keep this charade
Here's
up
what,
and then what the next
I'll
step
tell you,
be?
I'll tell you how long. As long as it takes for you to divorce your husband. If you do not want to divorce your husband and he doesn't want to divorce his wife, physically, they're male and female, you people will be free because you do not have a child to take care of and you can date him. You see? And
so,
you can still
so you,
be free.
So you're thinking, yeah, so you're thinking, but see the divorce in our situation and as long as each one of us have been married, there's going to be a lot of financial loss. There's going to be a lot of feelings hurt.
Why don't you not get divorced? Why don't you stay like this until you want to divorce both of you or somebody dies? What I'm hearing is you people have built an emotional, feeling-centered relationship for 7 years. Now, within months of the terminus time, because your child will be hopefully leaving the house and going to school. Is that true or not?
Yes. And one of the reasons they never went to the next stage was for the sake of my children. I mean, it's, you know.
I got news for you.
I
support you. I totally adore you for being a virtuous woman.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I guess I'm just not courageous enough to think
do not put on any divorce, at least until the first of the year and your child is out of the house. You're premature with the decision.
Right, but I mean, don't you think that that's going to come as a huge shock to my husband?
I got news for you. She'll handle it.
Okay.
It's your son that I'm preserving his right to have a family until he's 18 years old. Your husband is a grown man, and if you really want to be with your man that you've been with for 7 years, you'll divorce your husband. If you don't want to divorce your husband when your child is 18 years old, you'll continue what you're doing as a better way of living than living without.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
So I've made my statement.
Okay.
We have completed.
I have one comment about that, and that is that what I hear from this alpha man is that he never says he's married. He always says he has a good setup. I don't know what that means.
I understand that. He has a business relationship. He doesn't want to lose money.
Right. But
what's wrong with that? You don't either.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. And I respect the honesty on that end.
Darling,
however, what?
I want you to know you have a decision to make about whether you're going to stay with him till the end of the year or till your child is 18 or moved into a campus or whatever. Whatever you're talking about is premature because you have a bigger decision to make at the end of the year.
I do have a concern that because I stayed virtuous and I don't really know the state of his relationship with his wife, but I do hear a lot of rumors about him being a womanizer. Do I have to worry about that?
Well, he's womanizing with you, but you benefit by it because you don't. What?
We have not been intimate. We have a very strong emotional connection.
You are intimate. Spiritually, your soulmate.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's bigger. That's more married than most legal marriages. Please, I do not want to debate with you. I want you to accept this man that you love till the first of the year and your child is 18 and your child is leaving for school. And you are going to then decide whether you're going to stay married for financial reasons or whether you're going to get a divorce.
Got it.
Okay, you've got my opinion, and that does not mean you have to do it.
Respect your opinion very much, and I agree with you. I just brought up the other item because I didn't know if I have to worry about it and leaving a faithful, loyal man
dear.
For somebody who may end up being a womanizer.
No, dear. You're a manizer, he's a womanizer, and you love each other.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Allen. I appreciate your wisdom. And
good luck. Good luck. Give me a call again if you want. Bye bye.
Thank you, caller.
Bye bye.
Thank
you, Kelly. Bye.
You bet. Bye. Okay, we have another call in our queue, and we're going to get it presently.
If we get any deeper, these are deep questions.
Tonight has been a night of deepness, for sure. Caller, you are live in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi,
Kelly.
Hi
there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not sure how to form this question. My ex reached out to me on the day after Thanksgiving. And
what happened on the day after Thanksgiving? My phone binged, that made a sound.
The day after Easter, this last Monday, my ex just like sent me a hi, hope you're well and having
Who
a good
this?
New life.
Who did my this?
Ex, my ex.
Ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, ex-what?
He's the ex-fiancé.
Ex-fiancé. Did he dump you or did you dump him?
I left him.
Why?
I believe he was cheating on me.
Did you have pictures? Did you hire a detective? I don't believe evidence that doesn't have proof.
When my mom pictures. Went to pick up my things in his house the next day, the girl he was with the day before was at his house in his room. She said they looked like they obviously were together as a couple.
Darling, and you have evidence.
My mom
so you left
together.
Him because he was unfaithful. That's perfectly legitimate. I just wanted to know what the evidence was. I have too many people call me and see me who have friends that sneak dirty information that's really a lie. So you have evidence. You have a witness. I support you. So you divorced a man who was unfaithful. Okay,
correct.
So now what?
So anyway, and I responded, thanks, I miss you and hope you're doing well. And then we had several email exchanges. I blocked him on my phone. I don't want to hear him, see him, have anything to do with him if he's incapable of being...
Okay, so so you're blocking him.
Correct. And
by the way, is your body still in love with him or not?
Yes, that's the problem. And
I know it. That's why I asked it. Do you know... that women divorce when they stop having sex. Men divorce when they stop paying bills.
Well, yes, I'm not at all. It's been since September. I'm not seeing him, hearing him at all. Nothing, except for these recent email exchanges. And so he asked to just
Honey.
Like...
He's trying to have an affair with you.
I know. So what do you recommend?
I recommend that you have an affair if you want one.
I don't want one. So continue.
Then don't have
it. So I just do not respond to his emails then?
No, you have to respond or he'll keep pursuing you. What you say to him is...
He might be listening in on this. Phone call.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
Because I told him I would only talk to him with if you talked with us and he was willing to pay for
I understand that. I'm here now. I'm wanting to say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
What you say to him is thank you for offering me an affair. However, and I agree, my body wants to have an affair with you. But my soul does not. And the soul of a woman is the animus. We women get what we want, a good life, when we know what we don't want. And you are not sounding like you want to have an affair with your ex, boyfriend, husband, whatever he was.
Don't want to be with a man who's with multiple people and getting STDs possibly and getting COVID.
But I want you to admit that his intuition is correct, that you physically are still bonded to him.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
Well, that's why I'm telling you. I've done this work for 50 years, and I'm telling you, you show signs of still being bonded to this human being, and it will take you 2 years to get over him physically, no contact, none.
Okay, so just continue ignoring him.
Got it?
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you so much.
But thank him for giving you the choice.
Okay.
Good girl.
Thanks so much. I'll see you Monday.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Excellent. Bye.
Bye, caller. Okay. Let's see what we've got shaken at our switchboard. All right. So, I have a couple of people that have reached out via Facebook, Dr. Allen, and they're a little frustrated because we've had so many calls recently. So, I'm going to take one of their questions for them so they know we still love you out there in Facebook land. We're still with you. So, here is the question. Married 17 years, two children, both are getting ready to go to college. My husband has turned completely feminine. We no longer are engaging in sexual intimacy, intercourse, lovemaking. And I feel abandoned and bored. What do I do, Dr. Allen?
What you do is you decide. Number one, it sounds like your husband is getting into his andropause and the estrogen in his body, especially brain, is impacting him into needing to be more feminine than masculine. He may be actually biologically gay. Because every baby is female for 8 days after conception. Then the baby's body triggers SRY gene in the mother, and they co-create a boy. But some boys don't get enough of the co-creation, and their bodies are half male and half female. If that's the case, why don't you just convert him into your brother and start dating people virtuously to fill your life?
Well, that's really an interesting concept.
Why not?
I think that's pretty cool. And I think one of the interesting things is that right now with everything that's happening, I've talked to a lot of couples that are saying that they thought they were at the end of their relationship, but there's been a rekindling, although they've changed the dynamic of the relationship.
That's what I'm saying. She is bored being married to a biological gay guy, which is what he sounds like, and he can't do anything about that, especially in his maturity. He needs to be a woman at home with a woman who's got the brains to entertain and fill her life with school, church, hobbies, dates, with or without sex, depending on your moral code.
Right. Exactly. Very interesting.
So do we have another one?
We do. We have another Facebook question, and this comes from one of our gay males. Okay, here's what he says. I have been duty dating 3 men, but because of the pandemic, I've had no physical contact, and I'm not certain how to figure out if that chemical attraction through smell exists. While I made friends with all 3 of these men, and I know what you say about friendships, what happens if I'm attracted via Zoom? Oh, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen, we'll come back to this. Caller, you're live. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I had a question. Regarding, there's a guy I've been friends with for over a year and a half, and a month ago he told me he's moving to New York, and I realized I've always had a crush on him. And so I told him, and he said he was surprised, even though we've spent a lot of time together. And he said that he would get back to, he said that he's thought about moving back to New York as a fresh start. And the last time he tried to move and he had a girlfriend, it was problematic. But he goes like, let's continue talking. And we both danced salsa. He said, let's continue dancing. And he, since he had to jump on another call, he said, I'll call you back at the end of the week and we can discuss further. And then at some point he asked me, what do you think? And I said, you know, I just said, I don't know, you know, based on what he had told me. Well, he hasn't called, and it's been almost 5.5 weeks. So,
all right. Then maybe you do the where did you go? Now, he said he was going to call you. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're not chasing him when he didn't invite you.
No. So we've talked about projects, like emails back and forth and text on projects.
Oh, you have contacted each other.
Yeah, so we've been in contact about projects that I'm working
okay.
on.
Okay, so what about talking about, are you willing to move to New York?
Yeah, if he was open, yes.
Well, how are you going to do it unless you say you wanted, you know, to talk to me about us, and I told you I'm interested in you more than a friend, so when can we talk about an opportunity? I'm willing to move to my own place in New York to be near you.
Ah, okay. Okay. All right.
Do you have a movable money bank?
Yes, and I work at home, so I can be able to work from anywhere.
I got it. I'm hearing that what I've said to you, this is from me experiencing people creatively arranging what styles of relationships they want.
Ah.
And what you said is we've been friends, but I'm more than a friend inside of me. And we've started a conversation and he's dropped the ball. So it's where did you go? You said we would talk.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
But offer him, I'm willing to move to my place and work from my place in New York to keep you in my life, sir.
Okay. That's a good point. Thank you. I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
All right, Dr. Al, switchboard says we've got another call coming in, so we're going to hang out, wait for that call
to
get connected.
Yeah. Been an interesting evening. I liked it.
Me too. I love it when our show takes on its own life. Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. My question is about... Hi. So I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 4 months, and
that's good. You've done the perfect first 3 months. Now you're 1 month into the imperfect. Then you'll go into the three negotiable, and then you'll go into the committable and decide if you want to marry or whatever. So is this a marriage bound relationship or mating?
The plan is marriage. So it's going for marriage, but marriage bound.
Okay. Both of you are marriage bound?
Yep. Yeah, we talked about
okay,
it before.
Okay, so now what's the problem?
Well, it's not a problem so much, but basically I just got a new job. I've been in my job for a couple of years.
Are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
So I'm a woman with a career. I was a career woman, and I was after listening to you, I actually changed from a different job to a much less stressful job and really focused on myself and love and all of that good stuff.
So
now,
the job you've got now is movable, or, you know, can you handle it?
Well, the one I have right now, it's got its own issues. So, and then I've got this other opportunity for something different.
that I've accepted. So I'm going forward with it. But I
okay,
need
so
a lot more money
are
now
you,
than my husband, than my boyfriend.
What?
I make a lot more money now than him. Like, and he kind of knows about it because he's been around during the whole process of the job.
So what's wrong with having more money?
Nothing. I'm just scared because I was.
Do you want a convenient relationship, honey? Do you want dollar for dollar contribution to rent and food, or do you want percentage based on income? Which do you feel comfortable with?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I don't want my income to be part of the permanent equation because I don't, I want to have kids at some point, and so I don't want to be working. I don't want to have
to be working.
Wait
a minute. We're talking about you and he setting up something that'll end up married.
Yeah.
Well, do you want a convenient relationship in which you each put in a dollar? Or if you're going to make more money, are you going to put in 25% of yours and 25% of his, but your 25% is bigger than his?
Yeah, probably.
Percentage wise. What?
Probably that one, probably the percentage wise.
Then you know what that does for you? It lets you have a better lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you're both putting in the same percentage of your net wealth.
Yeah.
Net.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So
because we're
in
the dating stage right now, so he's sort of joking about me buying dinner and stuff, and I think it's just joking.
No,
he's
always
very
honey.
About it,
when
but.
You have a dollar for dollar or percentage, you have a credit card that you use for dating and groceries and what you do your bookkeeping in a way that sets up either dollar for dollar contribution to rent and food and entertainment, or percentage based on somebody make more. I deal with actresses. I'm thinking of a couple nameless and her husband. Whoever had the biggest movie, the biggest whatever, that person put in a bigger percentage to the base of the couple.
Well, and I understand that for when we're living together or married, but right now we're only 4 months in, so if COVID hadn't happened, he probably wouldn't even know what my income is. It's just sort of this random.
It doesn't matter. You're proposing. You do go. Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yeah.
Have you read chapter 14, Making a Deal on Time, Space, Money, and Play?
I probably need to reread it.
You need to reread chapter 14 and negotiate time. I time for you to be at work, him to be wherever. We time together with nobody. The two of you with other people, family or friends. Space, where you live. I don't approve of living together without engagement. Not necessarily marriage, but engagement. And then money. I've already given you the dollar for dollar, and you have money on the side, or percentage, and you have a better lifestyle with him because you're putting in more, but not more in percentage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then last but not least, fun, play. Non-sexual is hobbies, golf, tennis, swimming, whatever, bowling. Sexual is sexual. Are you an open relationship? Are you not? Are you monogamous? You get to negotiate time, space, money, and play.
Okay.
And if you want, you can get him on the phone and I'll help you negotiate.
Yeah. Maybe someday. I'm still too scared to really.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
You're you've already done the you're chemically attracted to each other. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That keeps people together on days when they don't even like each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
just,
normal.
It's my first relationship in over 10 years, so I'm just very scared of, not scared, but just like.
Okay. So did you get what you needed?
Yes.
Did you get what you needed in this phone call?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Use me again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, caller. Okay. Let me check with our switchboard and see what's shaken. And see if we have any more calls. Until I get an answer from then. Here's what our darling gay man has to say. He is concerned, since he's not met any of these people in person, what will happen if he meets them and the chemistry, the chemical attractant, the pheromones aren't there? And how do you work through this right now during this whole pandemic and online dating and such?
Because you either respect them for the way their personalities, or you cherish them for the fun you have with them. There are people that have sex once a year. You're either trying to get laid or paid or both.
Right.
Companionship is what we really need, because we've had all of this virus junk that's kept us apart. So whatever you create, if you don't have chemistry, maybe you have compatibility in brains, hobbies, activities.
So Dr. Allen, just from my own personal question for you, is if you meet somebody like this particular person's talking about, and then you actually physically engage with them or in the same proximity with them, and there's no chemistry, can you fake that until you make it?
Can you fake having chemistry?
Can you fake it until you make it? Is there any possibility of developing
it? As long as you have honey, most of life is faking, starting with lipstick and ending up with bras and Pfizer's erection machine pills.
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree.
If somebody is 51% valuable, you can fake anything, as long as, for me, moral, ethical, and legal. It's called manipulation.
Do you think it has an effect on the long-term relationship or no?
No, because very often, if somebody is valuable as a friend, remember, after 40 to 50 to 60, we want companionship. We don't want to be alone. That's what kills us when we're old. I'm 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I manipulate. I play fake beta. I act like a dumb blonde, and some very nice men like that.
Okay. We have a lady here on our Facebook who says this. I feel like I'm the odd man out. I'm 66 years old. I have no desire to have a companion. I have a small house that I absolutely love and work on constantly. Is it weird for me not to want a companion?
No.
We have a caller, Dr. Allen. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, a quick question. I was wondering, when you're trying to do the 8 weeks,
what do you mean trying to do?
They contact you.
The 8 weeks is you don't chase them. You want them to chase you.
Right. So he texts me within.
That's,
I was trying to do
8 weeks. You. That's considered. Any reach out is considered a reach out. And the 8 weeks starts all over again. What?
Oh. Was he broke up with me, told me he didn't want to be, you know, in
the
relationship.
I got news for you. He made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
And he's coming back to re-
How are you?
What he's doing is coming. He's reaching out to you. Wait, I start talking and then you talk.
Yes, I'm sorry.
What is the question you want me to answer?
How do I respond to that? I mean, he broke up with me and now he's like, how are
you? Honey, is he 51% valuable?
Yes.
Then let him get you back.
Okay.
Respond to it. Now, don't punish him.
Okay.
For a while, you weren't 51% valuable. Well, he saw in the blank emptiness without you, he saw that you were valuable. And now I don't want you to be mad at him for being a human being, because that's what he is.
Okay.
He made a mistake and he's making up for it.
Okay. And this stay low.
Is he 51% valuable?
Well, the weird thing is I was ready to move on and I was going to move on. And then all of a sudden
he came back.
That, you know?
Honey, that's so common. It's unbelievable. The 8 week rule. Inevitably, they make mistakes and come back.
Okay. But I shouldn't go back until he puts a ring on my finger. I think that's what you told me, and I want that to happen. So should
well,
I just keep...
Tell him. No, you just tell him that. I'm not going to be your woman until I have an engagement ring on my finger.
Okay.
Do you want to get married or do you just want to be engaged?
Married.
Okay, married within a year?
And that's
months?
Why he broke
what?
Up with me. I would say within a year, but that's why he broke up with me, because he's like, you want to be married and I can't give that to you. I said, okay.
Then what?
And we
then
broke
why
up.
Do you want to get married if he doesn't want to get married? Does he want to be monogamous and engaged? You can be engaged for the rest of your life.
I don't want that.
Why
yeah,
do you,
I want a real marriage.
You want to be married?
Yes.
Then that's what you say. I'm not going to be your woman without an engagement ring and a wedding date within 6 months or whatever time frame. Go to Vegas. Get married.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I just want to stay
right.
strong with that. Thank you so much.
That's not strong. That's self-loving. Women get what they want when they know what they don't want. I approached you with the idea of not getting legally married and mating, and you didn't want it, and I honored that.
Right. But and you made me realize I need to love myself, and I really thank you for that.
That's got to be. Whatever you do, don't follow anybody unless it's comfortable.
Okay. And I've learned how not to just tolerate. I have to accept or get rid of.
Reject.
You taught me that.
Accept
or
reject, but don't tolerate. That'll
okay.
kill you, make you sick.
Yeah. And it was. Okay.
There's a great book, When the Body Says No, by Gabor Maté. Gabor, G-A-B-O-R. Gabor Maté, M-A-T-E, umlaut.
Cool.
Little funny
okay.
mark on the top. When the body says no, you're doing something wrong.
Oh, okay.
Gabor Mate has a lot of videos out there, too, that you can watch. He's brilliant.
Oh, okay. That would be great. And thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Don't punish him for being human.
Right. So this lady says, thank you, Dr. Allen. I was feeling weird. My friends, I started to isolate my friends who make fun of me for this and call me the crazy chicken lady. And so I'm happy just not engaging with anyone right now. Maybe
there's
it's just a period.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not a
all
sign
right.
of
You're
insanity
out-
to not want to be married.
Exactly. What do you have to say before we go tonight, Dr. Allen?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
Amen. All right, everyone. We're done for tonight, but we'll be back next week. So miss us bad and come back again. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.